Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. This episode, we're answering a question from a member of our Possibly team, Iman Kunbai. Iman, do you want to explain?
Sure. The other day, I was heading to the mall to buy some jeans, and I wondered, what would create more emissions, taking an electric scooter or getting an Uber? So, Malia Honda and I decided to look into it.
What did you both find out? I'm assuming an electric scooter is better?
Yeah, and by a lot. Making the electricity needed to run a scooter emits 6 grams of CO2 per mile. To do the same trip in an electric car emits about 60, and a gas car emits 400.
All right, case closed. That was a quick episode.
Not exactly. Despite the huge greenhouse gas savings, scooters and other so-called micro-mobility devices are creating quite a stir in cities around the world.
To find out, we talked to Steven Kurtz, a mobility advisor in Amsterdam. He works for a company called Mobicon that focuses on designing and improving mobility for everyone.
He says we're right. In a head-to-head competition between electric scooters and gas-powered cars,
absolutely, scooter hands down is way more sustainable and probably far cheaper.
But Steven says these scooters aren't always the best option if there's good public transportation.
It's probably still better than, driving, but it's not an improvement on a lot of things, be it sustainability, be it use of public space, because also they have to be picked up, charged, etc., etc.
Steven says that we should consider the entire life of a scooter instead of individual rides. Hopping on an electric scooter is definitely making the right choice, but there are still emissions produced by the manufacturing, transportation, maintenance, and repairing of these scooters. These emissions are small in comparison to a car, but they aren't zero. Plus, when scooters are tossed in random places, it creates more emissions for the vehicles that drive around to pick them up and charge them.
We know that people don't park them properly, like nicely and neatly.
But in the grand scheme of things, the trucks that gather up the scooters and move them back to central locations produce a minor amount of emissions compared to not driving a car for every scooter trip. Think of it this way. It takes more energy to move 5,000 pounds of car than 50 pounds of scooter.
And who is really using these scooters? Are they replacing car trips, or are people just using them instead of walking?
I talked to a bunch of students around my campus, and most are using e-scooters instead of walking or biking.
So are they really cutting down on greenhouse gas emissions?
If you're using a scooter instead of walking, you're actually increasing emissions a little. But in many places, people are using them to replace car trips.
Researchers in Atlanta found a 10% increase in car commute times when the city banned scooters from certain neighborhoods. And another study in San Francisco found 40% of scooter and e-bike trips were replacing car trips.
So, yes, if you're using scooters instead of walking, you're not cutting emissions.
But any time you use a scooter to replace a car trip, you're making a huge difference in terms of emissions.
So, I guess you'll be scootering, not Ubering, to the mall from now on.
You bet. Or maybe I'll even walk.
Thanks, Iman and Malia. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publics Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.